This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I am your host, KG Smooth. I have two lovely young women in the studio with me, very excited about an event that they have this Thursday entitled Sports for Life. So save the date for Thursday, August 21st. In the studio with me, I have the co-chair of Sports for Life Committee, Ms. Jolanda Jones, and Melody, pronounce
Patelis.
Your last name?
Patelis.
Patelis, who is the Chief Development Officer. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are you all?
I'm fantastic.
Good. So let's talk about Sports for AIDS. That's Sports for Life, Sports for AIDS. How did this event come about?
Well, this event has been running as an art auction for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. We thought this year, with so many athletes coming out and disclosing their sexual orientation, we felt like, you know, HIV is there are 50,000 new infections every year. And of those new infections, 75% of those new infections are GLBT youth. Mm-hmm. And sports has such a huge impact on all of us that we felt that that sports figures could have a real impact on people, encouraging people to go get tested.
Mm-hmm. So how did you all feel when Michael Sam came out?
I was like, go for it. I'm glad he embraced who he is. Mm-hmm. And I also think that when people, learn that they know people in the GLBT community, homophobia will shut down. So I have, in addition to that reason, one of my biggest reasons for agreeing to be co-chair of this great gala is because I believe that homophobia is the number one reason mm-hmm. black women mm-hmm. are infected so much with HIV and AIDS.
Hmm.
Because when people are not free to be themselves,
right,
then you have what we in the black community know as down low brothers, mm-hmm. undercover brothers,
right,
men who really can't be who they are, so they fake it.
Yeah.
And they get in relationships with us and we love them and we don't know. And we sleep with them, and then we become infected, mm-hmm. and then sometimes we pass it on to our children. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that the black community needs to talk about, which is why I'm really thankful to be here on 97.9, and I'm especially thankful to be here speaking to young people, because I think it's something that we need to talk about. You know, I happen to be a former athlete. I won 4 United States championships, so hence, you know, the athletes coming in and talking about it. But I think we need to have an open, honest dialogue about it. Because the second we learn to accept people for who they are, mm-hmm. I believe the infection rate, at least among black women, will go down.
Yeah, I do find it that it is pretty incredible that in the black community that a black man is not able to express himself freely or has, what is the new name for it? Sexual freedom is what they're calling it. And, you know, there's this stigma that, you know, if a man likes a certain sexual act, you know, that will make him gay. So to your point, Jolanda, if we were a little more open about, you know, a lot more open about what we like, you know, in the bed, I think that a lot of that will, you know, kind of disperse. But since the stigma is so negative and the man is, you know, I'm punk or whatever, it messes us up.
May I respectfully challenge something that you just said?
Yes.
About what we like in the bed. I think that even in heterosexual relationships,
mm-hmm. sure.
most people aren't sleeping together 24/7. The majority of people's lives is being who they are. The majority of their lives is going to work, paying their bills, raising time mm-hmm. with their families. I think most people don't, I bet you most people don't have sex 5% of their lives. So this is not about it's not about like what you want in bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being free to be who you are. I think that would be the equivalent of making you like somebody that you don't like, mm-hmm. you know? And so I just think it's problematic. You have a lot of people who will have a long-term relationship. They do. Some of the biggest hoes, straight mm-hmm. up,
yeah,
are men who are gay because they have been socialized to think that there's something is wrong with them, right? So they'll actually sleep with women to try to sleep themselves out of it, or maybe I'm going through a stage, or maybe if I sleep with a whole bunch of women, then maybe I won't have these feelings, you know. and you know, and so there's a lot of infection going on there. Mm-hmm. When, because they're, I mean, they hate themselves because they've been socialized to think that. And I just want for we as Black people to just sit back. Mm-hmm. And God says, judge not lest ye be judged. I think that we need to do that. And I think the second we open our minds and allow people to be who they are, then we'll have a lot less HIV and AIDS infection rate.
Mm-hmm.
But another reason that I agreed to be chair of this is because two of my friends, separate families, lost their two children to suicide. Mm-hmm. One of the children was 13. His name was Asher Brown. People thought Asher was gay. He ended up killing himself because of bullying. Another of my friend's kid, Lawrence, was 16. His mom was gay. We played high school basketball together. And he killed himself because of the bullying that he got because his mom was gay or lesbian. So I just think that life is going to bring us enough difficulty, enough obstacles that we need to deal with that. We don't need this other obstacle of people judging us, because fundamentally, people don't want to be judged. They yeah. just want to be able to be who they are. And I think you get through life with a more positive attitude, and life is not as unhappy when you're free to be you. And that's why I am proudly a co-chair with Carl Lewis, the gajillion time Olympian,
yes.
because we think it's important. And for whatever reason, people look at athletes as role models, whether we should be role models or not. And so we just decided, or I agreed to use that forum, because hopefully people will listen to that.
Yeah, we hope so. It's going to be a great event on Thursday, August 21st. You are going to have special guest speakers. Who are? What's the rundown of the event of this gala on Thursday?
So we have. I don't know if you were aware. Dale Hansen. He is a sportscaster in Dallas. Mm-hmm. He's recorded a special message for us. He came out supporting Michael Sam's coming out. And that video kind of went viral, and we want to support Dale Hansen for standing up and saying what he believes. And so he recorded a special video for us, and really awesome. We also have a Michael Sam autographed St. Louis Rams football. Really excited. St. Louis Rams, they were awesome to get Michael to do that for us. Just have Jolanda and Carl stand up and talk. We have a great DJ. We have five of the top Houston artists that are donating sports art. Mm-hmm. It is art that is sports themed or made from sports equipment. Patrick Palmer, a well-known Houston artist, has done an amazing piece from a tennis racket, and we have people doing things from croquet balls and ping pong balls and just all kinds of really interesting things that are outside the artist's normal median. Mm-hmm. And these artists go for, you know, their normal pieces go for about $10,000 a piece, but they've made things that are special for this event that you can get at, you know, the $5 to $1,000 range.
Wow. And so how could one listening be a part and attend this fabulous gala?
Well, the gala is on August 21st, mm-hmm. which I believe is this Thursday. And I guess the least expensive ticket is
$100. $100.
And, okay. you know, you can buy tables and things like that. But one of the things that I think is really cool about this gala
uh-huh.
is it's not like the stereotypical gala where you dress up in clothes you probably can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
You come, like, athletic'd out.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm probably going to go look through my
looking super fly like you are right
my
now?
Old school stuff. No, I got on Diva stuff right now. So, this is not athletic. But find one of my old USA uniforms, or maybe one of my old University of Houston uniforms. I know I can still fit it,
uh-huh.
you know, and wear it, because it's about celebrating athleticism. It's also about educating, because mm-hmm. I will tell you that the sooner people get on board to not judging people, the better it's going to be. I was talking to a good friend of mine who is a college coach. Unfortunately, he can't, college football coach,
mm-hmm.
Division I. I'm not going to call the school out because I don't want to
sure.
I don't have permission to do that. But I will tell you, we were having a discussion not too long ago about Michael Sam coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the number one football player in a certain state in the South who had been offered a scholarship at a full ride at his university, at the University of the friend of mine mm-hmm. who's a coach. Mm-hmm. And he has coached many national championship teams, not few.
Mm-hmm.
But they offered this kid a full ride. He had a bunch of schools vying for him. And that school won this kid. And when Michael Sam came out, this kid made some really horrible tweets
mm-hmm.
and put something like, if I run it, I hate fags. And I would never call someone that. I'm just telling you what the kid
sure.
texted, something to that effect. And if he ever ran into him or if he ever played in the league with him, he'd bust his head to the white meat. And do you know that the president of the university sent a message, this kid is not coming to our school because we include people at our school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, schools have brands. So for you young people out there, you know, what's important about the education is you can lose a full ride.
That's right.
They rescinded his full ride offer, and no other schools today
wow.
have offered him anything because nobody, no school, they have brands. They don't want someone to negatively reflect them. And I think that it's great
yeah.
that Division I football programs
yeah.
are standing up and saying you don't get to be hateful. You don't get to represent us. And again, I think it all goes to injustice against anyone is an affront to justice for everyone. And I think it is a direct consequence that Black women have such a high incidence of new infections because we don't, rather than judge people, we don't embrace people for being who they are. And we just happen to be talking about men,
mm-hmm.
but the same is true of women.
With women.
Okay, the same is true of women. So,
I was going to ask, you know, the term "down low," you know, mm-hmm. when it, and I'm using air quotes, when it came about, mainly directed toward
black men
who secretly have sex with men, and so
no, they are secretly being who they are, and they are openly playing pretend.
Okay. Yes, and I accept that.
Okay.
I definitely accept that.
And you tell I'm mis-
Hey, correct me, because this is
Yolanda.
Why we are here, to educate and inform and with a little entertainment with it. So with that term, down low, I feel that it can also, well, it could also mean the, and let me know if you all agree or not.
I will.
it could also mean the heterosexual young woman who is probably secretly sleeping with other women, or that gay male that is in a secret heterosexual relationship. So why is the stigma only on that one particular group? And has there been any sort of studies or statistic showing that these DL men are the primary reason as to why the infection rate among African American women are so
high? All the studies are pointing to, we actually refer to it as men who sleep with men because
okay.
we don't like to, you know, it is behavior. It is
yes.
not, it is not a, what, how they identify themselves, because
mm-hmm.
some acts, some cultures, you know, culturally, there are some cultures who men sleep with men and they don't consider themselves gay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually the behavior, men sleeping with men. But all the studies are pointing to Black MSMs mm-hmm. as a group, the segment of society that is growing the fastest. And so proportionally, you know, when you look at how many African-American men are in the city of Houston and how many are being infected, it's disproportionate. I mean, when you have like 13% Black African-American and 56% of the new infections are Black MSM.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it is
a
it is staggering. And so we don't want to throw out any judgment of, you know, be yourself, you know, sure. Whatever floats your boat, do it, but go get tested.
Yeah.
You know, love yourself. It's not about judging those who you sleep with. It's not about judging your husband or your wife. It's just go and love yourself and get tested, just like you get tested for anything. It's your annual checkup.
Yeah.
Just include the HIV test in that, and you know you're safe. And if you do come out that you are positive, you can get into medical treatment. You can get on antiretroviral meds, and your life can be long and healthy, and you can live your life the same way.
And I have a good friend who went to college with me at the University of Houston, and she, if you know, then you can protect yourself and you can protect those that you love.
Right.
And you can have safe sex and you can be on meds and you can live long, productive lives. Whereas at one point, people, they weren't living long, they were dying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know, you're more likely to die from something that you can prevent yourself from dying from. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, if you're infected and you don't, and someone infected you and didn't give you the option of sleeping with them or not, or protecting yourself or not, you don't want to go and do the exact same thing to other people. And if you really do love someone, then you should, in my respectful opinion, want to protect that person
right.
and not give them something that could ultimately kill them,
yeah.
right? So, and I also think when you ask, well, how do we know that it's like black men? Well, black women, heterosexual women, which my friend, I'm not going to say her name, even though you may know her, only because I know she's a big advocate
mm-hmm.
for living healthy with HIV, but I did not tell her that I would speak about her
mm-hmm.
On the radio, so I'm not
sure.
going to call her name. She mm-hmm. is heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
She got AIDS because somebody either didn't know or didn't tell her. And we as black women...
So she has AIDS now?
She has HIV.
Okay,
so I misspoke. She's under control. She's living a healthy life. For those of you who don't know, I'll be 49 in November. She's close
Stop
to my
Stop lying.
Yes. She is
and
close
you guys
Polly.
Should see her. She's hot.
She's hot. You do not look anywhere near.
I was born in 65. But all I'm saying is you can protect yourself. You can protect your children. You can do these things if you get tested and if you know. And if athletes coming out and saying it's okay to be who you are, just get tested. And if we can teach people that, we maybe should have discussions with people, like maybe you're not there yet, right? Maybe you were I was raised Catholic,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm Christian, so sometimes the church is intolerant. You can try to work through that and get through that, because we've got to get to a point where people are okay with being who they are, and we have got to get tested. Just like when I go get my well woman every year and I get tested for STDs,
mm-hmm.
I also get tested for HIV.
Sure.
And you know what's really interesting is when they come back and they say, you know, you're clean, you're like, woo!
Right.
You know, and you have peace of mind.
Sure.
You can't have peace of mind, you know, if you don't know. So.
Yeah. Why do you all think that this is such a hard conversation to have? Is it because there's a sexual attachment to it, you know, that we have to talk about our sexual activity? Or is it because the way that the disease has been prevented and it's such taboo that we are afraid to, you know, be direct and talk about it in an honest, open forum?
Right. I think sex is a difficult subject, even though we are surrounded by it. It's on TV, it's in movies, it's everywhere.
It's always in our faces.
It is. But to talk about how to protect yourself, that all of a sudden becomes taboo. I mean, it's ridiculous when we can't talk about, you know, use a condom. We can't talk about somebody who you're getting in a relationship with and negotiating using a condom until you both get tested and make sure you're both clean.
Parents don't like to talk to their kids about sex. And then kids are like, oh, mom, that's gross. You know,
right.
I sat my son down, who's now 22, and we had a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went off to college, I bought his stuff for his dorm room, and I also bought him condoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also bought him condoms for sexually transmitted disease reasons, but also for when you make babies and you're not prepared to make babies,
okay,
then it changes the direction of your life.
It sure
and
does.
If you have a baby, I'm not watching. If I want a bunch of kids, I'd have had them. You're going to watch it. So the best way for us not to have that uncomfortable conversation is for you to use condoms. But so I think that there's just the innate who wants to talk about sex and what you do. Mm-hmm. And then there's the, especially when it comes to HIV/AIDS, people associate HIV/AIDS with GOBT, right? And there are millions and millions and millions of heterosexual men and women who have HIV.
Yeah.
And didn't contract it through.
Right.
Exactly.
And we need to talk about that. But I also think that religion, you know, goes about, everything is fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually think that, you know, I think God is a loving God. God says, judge not lest ye be judged.
Yes.
And, you know, but religion works and people tithe and stuff when, you know, they, it's like this system, I believe, where they scare you to death. And all I'm saying is we need to have discussions, whether you're afraid to talk about it because, ooh, that's gross to talk to mom about it. Or like, for example, as a black mom,
right,
and you're a single mom and you got a son, you know, even if it means I go talk to my brother-in-law, which I didn't do. But even if I go talk to my brother-in-law and say, hey, I need for you to talk to Gio, although I had the conversation with him. Mm-hmm. We've got to figure out ways to manipulate the discussion, because at the end of the day, it's about life and death.
Yeah, yeah. Make it happen.
It's not about who you love. It's about, are you perhaps damning someone you know to death?
Yeah, we talk to our kids about, you know, driving, you know. We talk to our kids about all kinds of things, and we try to educate them and arm them with the best information so they're safe. You know, we're a bike helmet when you're riding a bike, you know, all that. But you're not going to tell them to wear a condom if they have sex. And they're having sex, you know.
They're snaking. We all know it.
They are having sex, and that's okay because it's natural.
Yeah.
Almost everybody ends up having sex, and everybody should know how to protect themselves and what puts them at risk.
Yeah. The event is Sports for Life, happening this Thursday at the BBVA Compass Stadium at the West Club. How can people get tickets to this great event?
There is a website, and so you're welcome. I know young people know websites.
Yeah, it's AIDSHelp.org, and you'll see Sport for Life information. You'll see Jolanda on the homepage.
And Carl.
And
who
Carl
has a much better picture than me.
We want you to come. The tickets, there will be tickets at the door. We encourage you to buy the tickets before, so we can have all your bidding materials ready for you when you walk in, and you can go ahead and have a great time. But there will be tickets at the door, $100, and all the proceeds go to supporting the housing programs and the prevention programs of AIDS Foundation Houston.
Oh, that's incredible. Before we go, I am very curious to know you all's thoughts on the at-home HIV test thing. Because when I saw the commercial, I was like, okay, well, is this a good thing? Because I'm thinking to myself, if I'm an individual who takes this test at home and it comes out positive, my mental space is probably all the way just messed up. And so I'm like, I don't know if this is the best idea. I mean, I would think that, you know, you would want someone with you, a professional, a counselor, or somebody to try to, you know, catch you as you get this devastating news. Are you all for or against the at-home test? Or are you all just like, hey, however you can find out, get it.
I'm actually for it. I know there are a lot of people who are just terrified to go and have somebody else know. And that is a reason why they don't go get tested, because they're afraid that someone else will know. And if they, you know, they could take the test and be clean. right? As a whistle.
That's right. Yeah.
But if they do take it, then at least they know. So, you know, they might be shocked when it first happens. But at least they have knowledge, very pertinent knowledge, where they can decide to do something to save themselves. I mean, even if they get it and they're like in silent and they're doing research on, you know, can I live with HIV? What do I need to do? It may spur them to go to the doctor, whereas they weren't before. So I think it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think that more people get tested, the better. There are 27,000 Houstonians who are identified as HIV positive. There's an additional 20% who are unaware of their status. So I think more people can be tested. I do think that going to a professional is a better option. I think you go, like with our prevention specialists, they go and they counsel someone before they get the test, making sure they're ready for the results, negative or positive. And then they get the test and they deliver the results and then they continue with the counseling. So I think that's a better option. However, I just want people to get tested.
And people out there know that HIV is not the death sentence that it once was when it was first.
It doesn't have to be, because it can be.
It can be if you don't take care of yourself. Yes, because I have a friend who lives in Georgia who is positive, and they took it pretty well, and then they were taking their meds, and then something happened where the health insurance, they lost their job and no more health insurance and couldn't get in, you know, with the state to continue their meds. And so they were off of their medication for a while, maybe I think he told me about 4 months or so. And so when he finally got coverage again and went back, it came out that he had AIDS, that his cell count was that low. That
T cell count of 200 or less. I've worked a lot in the GLBT community with HIV and drafting wills for people with 200 T cell counts. And I mean, you do need a lot of support.
Yeah.
Right. Even legal support. So I just think that is important. But your friends is a perfect example of when you're taking your meds, you can live a healthy life.
Yeah.
And when you don't take your meds, you know, you can develop full blown AIDS. And so you need to know. It could be a matter of life or death.
Yeah, so please get tested and know your status and join us on Thursday at Sport for Life at the West Club in BBVA Compass Stadium.
That's where the Dynamo play.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Very nice. Yeah. I've been there.
That's where the Dynamo play.
Nice facility. From 6 until 7, there's a VIP reception, and then 7 to 10, the auction and the main event. We've got
Jolanda
Jones,
there.
Carl
and
Lewis.
And there will be Olympians there, gold medalists there. There will be a variety of athletes, professional athletes and amateur athletes who support the cause. And so there is also a mechanism to be able to get VIP time with athletes. But just check the website.
Check out the website, aidshelp.org/sportforlife. That's aidshelp.org/sportforlife. Jolanda Jones, Miss Melanie, say your last name one more time.
Patelis.
I'm going to get it right one day, Mrs. Patelis. Thank you all for coming through and letting us know about this great event. And shouts out to our very own JJ on the mic, who came up to me like, oh, KG, hey, I normally interview these great people for this event. I need you to get them on Access Houston. I said,
and
hey.
And JJ's on the board.
She
serves on the AFH board.
Because this is about, ultimately, it's about education, but it's also about saving young people.
That's right.
I mean, and if you can't protect or if we can't protect our young people, then in my respectful opinion, we're worthless.
Well, I like you. You are. She is so direct. I love a direct lady. And beautiful, too. I know that's right. Ladies, we will see you all Thursday at BBVA Compass for Sports for Life. Make sure you check out the website, aidshelp.org/sportforlife. Jolanda Jones, Ms. Patelis, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You all are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
We'll be back with more Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Woo-hoo!